darling. Can you picture this? Dream if you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
Just leave me standing
alone in a world that's so cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied.
Nicola, I have managed to maintain an undisturbed peace of mind, to make myself proof against adversity, and to achieve contentment and happiness to a point of extracting some satisfaction even from the darker side of life, the trials and tribulations of existence. I have fame and untold wealth, more than this, and yet, how many articles have been written in which I was declared to be an impractical, unsuccessful man? And how many poor, struggling writers have called me a visionary? Such is the folly and short-sightedness of the world. Unquote. Some years later, Dragislav Petkovic, visiting from Yugoslavia, would walk with the inventor to Bryant Park on his daily mission of mercy and hear a revealing comment. Quoting Mr. Petkovic, Mr. Tesla looked up at the library windows, which are fenced with the iron bars, that some pigeons did not fall down somewhere and get freezed, he recalled. In one corner, he spotted one which was halfway frozen. He told me to stay here and watch that the cat does not come to get him while he look up for others. While I was watching, I tried to reach the pigeon, but could not do it, because the bars were so close to one another. When Mr. Tesla returned, he quickly bended and pulled him out. All things from childhood are dear to me, Nikola Tesla told Petkovic as he began to pat the almost frozen pigeon, assuring it that it would recover. Then, said Petkovic, he took the package from my hand and started throwing the food all around in front of the library. When he distributed the food, he said to me, "These are my sincere friends."
Let's in bloom.